Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Jim Joe's in the studio on a Tuesday, and whether we love it or whether we hate it, the election's on the way. It's not going to stop, and a lot of interesting things have been happening, and you're turning your eyes towards South Australia. Good morning.
Well, I was just intrigued that former Prime Minister John Howard was on a sort of tour of Mayo in South Australia, the electorate of Mayo, which has been a fairly solid blue ribbon seat for some time. Granted, there was an election a few years back where the former Democrats candidate, I think it was John Schumann, gave Alexander Downer a big nudge and almost toppled him, not quite. But by and large, Mayo is a fairly solid blue ribbon seat. But the fact that John Howard was in that seat urging voters to stick with the Liberal Party, there are two things that he said which I think were really interesting. One, the urging to stay with the Liberal Party and not be sucked in by the Nick Xenophon team. That sort of signals that there's a fear, particularly in South Australia, that the NXT group is likely to make serious inroads into the Liberal strongholds. And secondly, was his comment about Tony Abbott supporters needing to get behind Malcolm Turnbull and help Malcolm Turnbull win the election. That tells you something about sort of the fractures within the government. But that's, I found that quite interesting. But to come back to the Xenophon team, not only is Mayo perhaps in threat, under threat, if the preferences run Xenophon's way, he's looking pretty good to take three Senate seats. In the 2013 election, Todd, he almost took two Senate seats. He didn't quite get the two quotas. Now, in a half-Senate election, as it was in 2013, your quota needs to be a lot bigger than it does in a full Senate election. It's around, I think it's around about 13 or 14% at the half-Senate. At a full Senate, it's around, give or take, it's around 7%. So he looks pretty solid to get two seats and possibly three. That's going to be an interesting turnout for the Senate.
You know, the whole political landscape, I think there's been some very big things happen throughout our history, but a couple of things that stick in my mind that made me realise that things have changed forever. Probably the first one was John Howard losing his seat, not only when the Liberals lost control of government, but losing his seat. The second one was when Kevin Rudd was ousted. So the political landscape has changed and nothing surprises me anymore. And at this stage in a political campaign heading towards an election, this is probably the last thing Malcolm Turnbull needs, to be having to head to a state to try and woo them across, not just a seat.
Well, I think that's an interesting comment. There are three Liberal House of Representatives seats that could fall to the Xenophon team. One is Mayo. That's probably the longest shot of all. Another is Grey, where I think a recent poll's shown that the Xenophon team look like they have a 30% primary vote. Now, in many elections, a 30% primary vote is often enough to push you over the top. Certainly, that's been enough for either Labor or Liberal in a two-party preferred process. Xenophon's fear is that the Labor and Liberal parties will collude, if you like, or agree to share their preferences in ways that will marginalise his opportunity. And I guess politically one might expect that. The Liberal Party has claimed that it's going to allow its voters the option of a free vote, so to speak. They're not going to sort of direct preferences. That remains to be seen. And the Labor Party will probably make a similar noise, but you can bet that behind the scenes, both of them are working very hard to ensure that the third party, the Xenophon team, doesn't get a look in. The possibility of losing three seats, lower house seats in South Australia, would be worrying the Turnbull government, I would think, because if it's going to lose three seats in South Australia, it's a sign, as you say, of a disaffection with the major parties. And this disaffection may play out elsewhere. New England, for example, with Tony Windsor.
Very much so.
The Greens in Melbourne, perhaps the Greens in inner Sydney and northern New South Wales perhaps might come to the party again. So it's really a question now of whether the two major parties can shore up their support. At the moment, I would suggest that they're really struggling, and a hung parliament is much more likely than it was 2 years ago.
And the lights will be burning long into the long hours of the morning.
Most definitely.
For both the parties. Associate Professor Jim Jones, thank you very much.
2NURFM 103.7.